quick hit now to try to get an update on the story we've been following all morning. An Air France flight carrying 228 people from Brazil to Paris has lost contact with flight controllers. The scenario is believed to be a worst-case scenario, and they are prepared in both Paris and in Rio de Janeiro. Joining us now is Rogério Simões, who's the head of the BBC's Brazilian service. Rogério, thanks for joining us. What is the update at this point?
Well, the Brazilian Air Force is searching for the plane on the northeast coast of Brazil, a plane that disappeared about 5 hours ago from the radars and was supposed to have landed 2 hours ago in Paris. The Air France plane left Rio de Janeiro last night, and as you said, the situation now is points to the possibility of the plane having crashed on water, which hasn't been confirmed. But Air France has confirmed that he has lost contact with the plane a few hours ago and has no information about its whereabouts.
So Brazilian Air Force are presumably looking for either a debris field or some sign of an operation that could mount a rescue to bring people off the water. But a plane going down over water is pretty rare here, wouldn't you say, Rogério?
It is pretty rare, and but unfortunately, and one thing doesn't have to have anything with the other, but in Brazil, the country is still traumatized by two major air crash that we had in the past two years ago. A plane crashed in São Paulo, more than 100 people died, and in 2006, another plane disappeared over the Amazon, and in that case, he had crashed with another plane, and more than 100 people died as well.
So the search is ongoing. Rogério Simões, head of the BBC's Brazilian service, giving us an update on breaking news that Air France flight carrying 228 people has gone missing over the Atlantic.